And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, more hot chocolate, Eugene?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Whittaker.
So, are you going to be able to make it to the gift exchange?
Indeed. Thank you for inviting me. I'm looking forward to it.
You are? Well, that's a shocker.
Shocker? I don't follow.
Well, it's just that I suppose that the actual act of needing to go shopping might just put you off the idea, that's all.
Well, actually, Mr. Whittaker, I've enjoyed shopping.
Oh.
For some reason, I feel as though the Christmas spirit has hit me early this year.
Oh, is that right?
Indeed. A pristine blanket of fresh fallen snow.
Uh-huh.
The bustle of Christmas cheer in the air.
Yeah.
The sense of quiet contentment that falls around the town of Vadis.
What a mess.
Oh, hi, Connie.
You're never going to believe what happened this morning.
You confused your hairspray with your antiperspirant spray.
Like I would make that mistake twice.
Hmm.
My car stalled again in the middle of an intersection during rush hour.
Well, luckily, rush hour in Odyssey consists of a truck, a bike, and a dog with a limp.
Hmm.
Well, are you having problems with your car, Connie?
Problems? More like tragedies.
Hmm.
So my car stalls and the light turns green. A whole line of cars behind me starts honking. People are yelling. Someone even throws a donut at me. Cream-filled.
Have you had a mechanic examine it? I mean, not the donut, but the vehicle?
Yes.
Hmm.
Leon Wankel said there are a few things that need to be replaced.
Like what?
Little nitpicky things. Windshield wipers, rearview mirror, a couple of fuses, the engine.
Oh.
Perhaps you should consider buying a new vehicle?
Perhaps I am.
Hmm.
But perhaps I can't afford it.
Hmm.
I already picked out a nice used car, but I need to save up for it.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, Grady.
Hi, Grady.
Hi, how are you doing today, Grady?
Okay. Mr. Whittaker, I need a job. Here's my resume.
Huh.
Wow. I don't even have a resume.
Yeah, those are my chores at home, watching my little sister and cleaning up after dinner. So will you hire me?
Well, unfortunately, I just don't have any job openings available right now. I'm sorry, Grady.
Grady, I'm curious as to why you're in search of employment. Aren't you just a trifle young?
Young? I'm 8. My mom's alarm clock broke, and I want to get her one of those nice ones that play CDs. You know, for Christmas.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you.
If I didn't have my alarm clock, I'd be late every day.
You are late every day.
You know, if you want, I can make a few phone calls, and I'll see if anyone needs some odd jobs done, huh?
Okay.
Excuse me, but I am not late every day, Eugene.
You were late today, Connie.
My car stalled.
And yesterday?
My curling iron caught on fire.
Mm-hmm. And the day before?
My conditioner went and rinsed.
And the day before that? Ah, Mr. Whittaker, I finished updating the Room of Consequence.
Oh, thank you, Eugene. Listen, Eugene, may I ask you a question?
Well, I believe in your asking to ask a question. A question is already being asked. So, yes, you may, and you did. However, I shall allow for another.
Do you remember Connie mentioning there was a car she wanted to buy?
Indeed. It was only a couple of hours ago.
Do you happen to know where that car is for sale?
No, but I'm sure she'd be happy to tell you.
Well, I want it to be a surprise, but I'd like to combine my Christmas present to her with her year-end bonus and get her a car.
Well, that's very generous.
Well, the problem is, I don't know which car it is that she wants, and I don't want to make it obvious and ask her.
Perhaps I could be of service. I could find out from her where the car is located.
Yes, as long as you can do it inconspicuously.
Mr. Whittaker, the risk of tooting my own horn, I can be quite stealthy. Someday I'll tell you about the spy work I did in Morocco.
There's a picture of it in this catalog, Tom.
Oh.
Here, that's the one I got him.
Oh, that's a pretty nice watch. Whit'll sure like it. Hoo-wee, look at the price, though. Oh, it's kind of expensive, isn't it?
But it has an altimeter on it and a compass.
Oh, doesn't the altimeter measure how high you are?
Yeah.
Now, what good does that do? Remind you if you're standing or sitting? It seems like it'd be handier to have a shoehorn on it or something.
Well, I think I'll just stick with the one I picked out. The only problem is that since I'm spending so much on Whit, I had to scrimp on everyone else's gifts.
Well, I'm sure no one will mind. What'd you get, Eugene? I always have trouble getting stuff for that boy.
Oh, I found a new vest for him. Well, not really new. I got it at a thrift store for $1.25.
Wow, when you say scrimp, you really mean scrimp. What'd you get me, a piece of toast?
Shh, here he comes.
Ah, Miss Kendall. Oh, greetings, Mr. Riley. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, Eugene. Well, you're not interrupting. We were just talking about,
Toast!
Oh, a delightful topic.
You can change it if you want to.
Well, actually, I was thinking we could discuss our favorite Christmas memories. Why don't I go first?
Now, mine had to be the Christmas I was just 8. That's when I got my puppy, Cheddar. He had 5 legs.
You're kidding.
Don't you want to hear one of my favorite memories?
Oh, yeah, sure.
My Christmas memory was rather amusing, actually. Katrina and I were going to visit her family, and we stopped for lunch, and afterwards, my car wouldn't start.
That was your best Christmas?
What was your worst? Food poisoning from the yams?
No, it got better. It was just one of those nice moments of watching the snow fall and talking while we waited for help.
Oh, yeah, that is nice, Eugene. Did Cheddar run like a normal dog, Tom?
Oh, he had a lot of endurance because he could always rest one of his legs.
Well, that makes sense.
Of course, after that incident, I had to buy a new car. You know, come to think of it, that's similar to your predicament this holiday season, Miss Kendall.
Oh, right.
Speaking of which, I was just wondering, for no particular reason, of course, which car it was you were interested in.
Oh, it's a Prelude at Honest Ruins.
Oh, interesting. A Prelude. And what color would the Prelude be?
Red. Wait a minute. Why are you so curious, Eugene?
Me? Curious? I'm not really the curious sort, Miss Kendall. I'm merely one of those people who's interested in absorbing facts. And I think I've absorbed enough facts for now. See you around.
Okay, now that was strange.
Yeah, he never says, see you around.
No, I mean, why did he... Do you think...
What?
No, he wouldn't.
Connie, there are 2 people in this conversation, and you're not both of them.
You don't suppose Eugene is getting me a car for Christmas, do you?
A car? Oh, that's an awfully big gift.
Yeah, especially since I'm only getting him a vest. I think I might need to make a few phone calls. Excuse me.
Hello?
Hey, Tom, it's Connie. Eugene bought me the car.
You're joking.
I called Honest Irwin, and he said that one of his employees sold the red Prelude today. Now, that couldn't be a coincidence. That car's been on the lot for weeks.
Eugene bought you the car.
That means I have to get Eugene something big, too. Oh, I know. He's been talking about some fancy stereo for the last month. AK Jiminy something. The model number has a dash in it, so you know it has to be expensive.
Now, Connie, hold on a minute. Just because you think he's getting an expensive gift for you doesn't mean you have to do the same for him.
I know that, but I'd never drive the car without thinking about what a terrible friend I am. So can you help me out?
Help you out? How?
I need to pick up the stereo at the Electric Palace.
Oh.
But my car isn't running, so can you get it?
Well, are you sure you can afford this?
Yes, I canceled the order for Witt's watch, so I just have to get him something else.
Well, I'm driving by the Electric Palace right now.
Oh, thanks, Tom. I'll call Katrina and get the model number, and then I'll call you back.
Hello, welcome to the Electric... Oh, it's you, Riley. Oh, good to see you too, Bart. I'm here to pick up a stereo. Here's the model number. I didn't know you was much into stereos there, Riley. Well, it's the Christmas season. Oh, so it's a gift. How nice. Here's your total. Wait a minute. It doesn't cost that much. Look at the price tag. That's the suggested retail price. I'm not taking their suggestion. But even the sign on your window says, okay, okay, picky, picky, picky. There you go.
Greetings, Mr. Riley.
Hi, Eugene.
Mr. Rathbone, I'm in need of some blank CDs. Might you have some?
Oh, yeah, I'll see what I can find there in the back.
Oh, that's quite a nice stereo, Mr. Riley.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Yeah. I can use this for all sorts of listening-type things.
You know, I've had my eye on this same system for quite some time.
Oh, you don't say? Mm-hmm. Well, how funny. Well, I should get going now, so I'll see you, Eugene.
Oh, goodbye.
Here's your CDs. Oh, Riley didn't take his gift receipt. My lucky day, no returns without a receipt.
Excuse me, Mr. Rathbone, did you say gift receipt?
receipt? Yeah. Some lucky guy's getting this stereo for Christmas.
Oh.
You want one, too?
Oh, strangely enough, yes. Mr. Whitaker.
Well, what can I do for you, Eugene?
I need to know what Tom wants for Christmas.
Oh, I'm not sure. He hasn't mentioned anything to me.
Well, surely there must be something. What does he like?
Oh, farming, apples, dairy products.
No. I mean what he really wants. Something expensive, somewhat elaborate even.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Eugene, but I'm sure Tom doesn't expect that of you.
Please, Mr. Whitaker, I'd be most grateful if you could speak with Mr. Riley and let me know what type of costly gift he would enjoy. Consider it a favor for a friend.
I don't know, Eugene. I'm not real comfortable doing that.
Well, it's very important to me, Mr. Whitaker, for reasons I'd rather not disclose. Consider it a repayment for the favor I performed for you regarding Connie's gift.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Well, nice of you to stop by, Whit. Oh, care for some coffee?
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, it's been a while since we had a chance to chat, huh? How's everything going?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I have a lot of retreats planned for the spring.
Good.
Here's your coffee.
Oh, good. Thank you. Do you still have time to get your work done on the farm?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, you know, this time of year, there isn't much to be done. It's nice to just relax a bit.
Wow, I'm glad to hear you're relaxing, Tom. Yeah, you need that.
Why? Why, do I seem tense to you?
Oh, no, not tense, really, but, you were complaining about your joints the other day. You know, I just wanted to make sure you're not pushing yourself too hard. Hey, you know what would be good for you, Tom? One of those jacuzzi tubs, huh?
Oh, no. No, thank you, no.
Aww.
No, those jet things, they make me nervous.
Oh, yeah, well, a vacation might be good, just to get away for a bit, huh?
Do you think I need to relax?
Now,
wait a minute. Does this have anything to do with me snapping at Connie the other day?
Oh, no, Tom.
You'd have been miffed, too, if she forgot your half and half even after you reminded her four times.
Come on now, Tom. Hold on. I was just wondering what would make your life easier, just friend to friend, you know.
Oh, well, half and half in my coffee, for one.
All right. I'll keep it stocked. Anything you need help with around here?
If you really want to help with something. You see, I'm vacuuming the carpets in the cabins next week.
Uh-huh.
Now, that is always a big chore.
Oh, yeah, especially with your small vacuum, huh?
Oh, you ain't kidding. I need to break down and buy one of those big fancy industrial strength ones one day.
Yeah, that would be helpful, wouldn't it, now?
But I can do fine without one for now.
Yeah, well, it's been good talking with you, Tom. I better get back to the shop.
Already? You just got here.
Oh, I know. I'll come by again sometime.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow, Tom.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
John Avery Whitaker, you are up to something. Connie? Hi, it's Tom. Where was that watch you were going to get Whit for Christmas?
Excited to open up gifts.
Oh, well, you're the last one here now, Connie, so I guess we can start opening.
Let's. Sorry about that. My car stalled again.
Oh. Well, you don't seem too concerned about it.
Oh, yeah, it's a bummer. I really need a new car. So, who opens the first gift?
Ladies first.
Here, Miss Kendall, you can open mine.
Oh, thank you, Eugene. I hope it's nothing too elaborate. No. I'd be so embarrassed if I got it.
Anyone care for eggnog and cookies?
Well, I'm in the middle of opening a gift here. Oh, look, it's a scarf. It's beautiful. all of it. Every bit of it. Oh, I couldn't ask for anything more.
Why are you shaking it out?
To get a good look at it, of course.
Oh, there's nothing else in there, Miss Kendall.
Really?
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. It's a lovely scarf, Eugene. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, is this box part of the gift, too? How generous.
No, actually, that's my gift for Tom.
Right. Tom.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Whit, how about you opening a gift now?
Oh, okay. I'll open the one from you, Connie.
Yes, the scarf matches my coat so well.
You still seem to be working through it for something.
Oh, I'm just admiring it.
A cheese basket. Oh, thank you, Connie. Thank you.
Oh, pass the Swiss.
You're welcome.
Here, Mr. Riley, open mine.
Let's see. Now, my, that's quite a big box.
Need some help with that?
Yeah, move it over here. Get this off. Oh, well, I'll be. Look at that. An industrial strength vacuum cleaner.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is real nice.
Well, thank you. It contains a 26-gallon tank capacity and a sound suppressor that diffuses the exhaust air for optimum noise control.
Wow.
Boy, oh boy. This must have cost a pretty penny.
Nothing really.
Why don't you open Tom's gift now, Eugene?
Oh, certainly. I noticed that it appears to be a rather large box as well.
Yeah.
Well, let's just hold off on that.
Why?
Well, it's not quite finished.
It's wrapped.
Well, the bow came off. You should probably wait.
Oh, nonsense. My curiosity is proverbially piqued.
Yeah, but curiosity can kill you something.
Sure.
Whit should go first. Here, Whit.
Well, I just opened one.
Well, would it hurt you to open another one? Go on, open mine.
Yeah, open it.
Well,
you know, actually, the proverb states that curiosity caused the demise of an inquisitive feline, and genetically, I have proven to be a far more advanced mammal.
Uh-huh. Well, let's not get snobby about it.
A watch. Oh, Tom.
Oh, look at that.
This is wonderful.
Oh.
And I've been wanting one with an altimeter.
Oh, wow, that's
cool.
Beautiful. Oh, great.
Yeah.
So I guess we're done.
No, we're close. Hmm? Whit hasn't even opened up Eugene's mustache trimmer yet.
Miss Kendall.
What? And Eugene hasn't opened up the gift from you yet, Tom.
Whit, didn't you mention eggnog?
Yeah.
I'm parched. Let's have some eggnog and finish opening presents tomorrow. I think that's a good idea.
What
do you say, huh?
I'll be gone tomorrow.
And I as well.
Oh, but...
Just open Tom's gift, Eugene.
Very well.
Well, don't expect much. It's not a carpet cleaner.
Well, you know, I don't need a carpet cleaner anyway. What I would need, of course, would be, a set of metal plates with holes in them.
Well, they're called hubcaps.
Oh, well, they're very practical.
You're pretty.
Yeah. Well, how about you open Connie's gift now?
Yeah, go ahead, Eugene.
Oh, very well, Connie. Another large package. Perhaps more tire caps. Let's see what it is.
Oh,
the K Jiminy 5-A4000.
Yeah.
I helped pick it out, by the way.
Miss Kendall.
Yeah.
I'm speechless.
Oh, good.
This is the last thing I was expecting from you. It does humble me a bit as I merely purchased a scarf for you, which was certainly bought from the heart, but not nearly as elaborate as this generous gift for which I don't know how to thank you.
Oh.
For being speechless, a lot of words sure came out. But I guess I feel the same way about the gift you gave me, Eugene. The vacuum is real nice.
Well, I'm sure I'll get much enjoyment out of the selection of tire caps you got me as well.
Well, they're hubcaps.
Hubcaps.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't wait any longer, Connie. Open my gift.
Okay. A little box. Guess good things come in small packages.
That's what they say. Uh-huh. Have you seen the size of those creamer cartons these days?
Key? What's this for?
It's for the prelude you wanted. It's parked out back.
Whit, you got me a car? For real? A car?
Well, just look out the window.
I can't believe this. There it is. Exactly the one I wanted.
Congratulations, Connie.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Love it. But I got you a cheese basket, and it was on clearance.
Well, I was wondering why this Swiss was so crunchy.
Oh, Connie, I'm very happy with my gift.
Oh, but I'm embarrassed.
Well, and I as well. I got you a scarf, Connie, and you bought me the stereo.
And I gave Eugene hubcaps, and he gave me the biggest vacuum in Campbell County.
Well, now, listen. We're all really being ridiculous. Christmas isn't about making everything fair and even.
Yeah, but if I would have known you were getting me a car, I would have stayed with the decision to give you a watch.
Well, but then I would have had two watches. Tom got me one.
Well, yeah, but Tom wouldn't have gotten you a watch except he thought you were getting him a carpet cleaner.
But I was getting the carpet cleaner when one happens to
be buying
a certain
stereo. But you were supposed
to
be getting me a car, so that's
listen,
why I had
have
to
been
get
fine
you a stereo.
With one cheese basket.
Hold it, everyone. This is really ridiculous. Christmas isn't about who owes who what. We all know that. We give gifts because we want to show we care about one another, not to make sure our gifts are of equal value.
But I feel bad.
Well, just think about the first Christmas gifts. What would it have been like if the wise men visiting Jesus had done what we're doing?
Jesus would have ended up with a vacuum cleaner and a mustache trimmer?
Huh. Shh, he still hasn't opened it.
They'd never have visited. What gift would have been good enough?
Exactly, Tom. How could anything we have compare to his sacrifice for us? It's not about bringing a gift that's equal to the one we've gotten. It's about bringing what we can to show our appreciation for each other.
Well, I see what you're saying, Wes. Eugene, I'm sorry for not appreciating the scarf at first. I really do like it. Thank you.
You're most welcome, Miss Kendall.
Glad that's taken care of. Now, do any of you need your floors cleaned? I really want to try this thing out.
Oh,
no,
all right.
That's how it works.
Plug it in and turn it on.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
Pretty quiet. Whoa. What was that?
Oh, I think that was my mustache trimmer.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Another enjoyable evening. Thank you, Mr. Whittaker.
You're very welcome, Eugene. Is Katrina picking you up?
Well, she should be here momentarily. She's finishing the Christmas shopping before we leave for Chicago tomorrow.
Well, let her know we missed her tonight.
I will indeed.
Well, have a Merry Christmas, Eugene, and thank you for the gift.
An expression of gratitude and seasonal felicitations to you as well, Mr. Whittaker.
You're welcome, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
Oh, hi, Grady. Aren't you out kind of late?
I'm on my way home now, but I had to get my mom her Christmas present.
Oh, the alarm clock / CD player. So you earned enough money.
Not even close.
Oh.
I ended up buying her a stopwatch at the thrift store on First Street.
What made you decide on a stopwatch instead?
It was all I had the money for.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sure she'll find it useful.
Maybe. But I wish I could give her more. You know what she got me last year?
Mm-mm.
This coat.
Oh, well, that's a very nice coat.
She made it out of her own coat because I needed one. She cut it up and made one my size. Mm. I really like it.
Wow, well, that's quite a sacrifice on your mother's part.
That's kind of how my mom is. She always gives the best presents.
You know, actually, Grady, I'm glad you came by. I have a Christmas gift for you and your family.
Really? What is it?
Well, you see this box? It's a brand new stereo with speakers, and it has an alarm on it, so a radio or a CD can wake up your mom.
Is it really like the picture on the box?
Oh, it is indeed. Would you like it?
Sure. If you're serious.
Well, I'm not really one for engaging in comedic repartee.
Huh?
Yes, I'm serious.
Wow, this is awesome! But I didn't get you anything. I don't deserve it.
Oh, well, actually, that's very much the point, Grady. That's what Christmas is all about. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I think Eugene now understands what Whit said earlier in today's show. When we give to God, whether it's our money, our time, or our talents, we don't do it because our gifts will make things even. God gave us the most wonderful gift in history when He gave us Jesus on that very first Christmas. No gift of ours can compare to that. But it doesn't have to. We give because we want to show God that we love Him, and He is pleased when we give with a cheerful heart. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Christmas Conundrum was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Walker Edmiston, Jordan Orr, and Will Ryan as Eugene. Our sound designer was Glenn Montjoy, with music by John Campbell. Our producers were Marshall Younger, and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey. Merry Christmas, everyone!